This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Morasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. Parshas Ki Tseitzei starts with the topic of the Yifas Toyer, where a Jewish soldier goes out to war and encounters a beautiful captive woman known as the Yifas Toyer. The Torah allows him to marry her under specific conditions. Rashi tells us that really nothing good will come out of this marriage. He will end up hating her, and they will end up having a child who is a ben sarah or mara. So the question is, why did the Torah allow this? And Rashi answers, L'dibra Torah ela keneged yetzahara. The Torah makes this concession to the yetzahara. Shem ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matira, because if Hashem would not permit him to marry her, yisa eno be'isr, he will marry her illegally. So Hashem made an allowance for this exceptional case. Rav Chatzkel Abramsky derives from here a beautiful lesson. Judaism is an all-encompassing religion with laws that govern every aspect of one's daily life, that a person will most surely encounter mitzvahs which run counter to his nature. Mitzvahs that he will surely say about them, I can't do it, it's too hard, it's beyond my capability. Says Rav Chatzkel, from the fact that the Torah permitted a soldier to marry the Yifas Toyer, because if not, Yisa eno be'isser, he would marry her be'isser. It's an acknowledgement that only this situation of the Yifas Toyer he will not be able to overcome. However, we can conclude from here that with regard to all other mitzvahs, no matter how difficult they may seem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we have the strength deep inside of us to overcome the Yetzer Hara and to properly observe those mitzvahs. The Torah's leniency by Yifas Toyer teaches us that we don't have the excuse that it's too hard by all other mitzvahs. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of Yibum, where if a man dies childless, the Torah commands his brother to marry the widow. There was a story years back of a childless couple who lived in communist Russia, and they were given permission to leave communist Russia and to move to Eretz Yisrael. The husband had a brother who was with him in Russia, but the brother was denied by the government to leave Russia. So he requested from his brother, the one that was able to leave, that since this brother didn't have any children, would he be able to claim his daughter, the daughter of the one that was not able to leave, to claim that daughter as his own daughter, in order that at least she will be able to leave Russia and go to Eretz Yisrael. So they did that, and the childless couple claimed their niece as their daughter, and they moved to Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, shortly after their arrival in Eretz Yisrael, the couple was involved in a terrible car accident. The wife was unconscious, although the doctors were optimistic that she would fully recover. The husband, on the other hand, was conscious, but suffered severe internal injuries and was expected to die shortly before his wife would regain consciousness. The problem that arose was that if the husband would die, his wife would fall to Yibum, to the brother in Russia, and since he was trapped in Russia, he would not be able to perform not Yibum and not Chalitza. And also the husband was unable to give the wife a get because she has to be conscious in order to accept the get. So now this wife is stuck. She will fall to Yibum to the brother in Russia who can neither perform Yibum or Chalitza and will never be able to remarry. This dilemma was brought to Rabbi Yashil, who responded with a brilliant solution in order to save this woman from becoming an aguna. By the mitzvah of Yibum, there is a din of erva and saras erva, which means, for example, if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies without any children, then Reuven's wife falls to Yibum to Shimon. However, if Reuven's wife is related to Shimon, and is forbidden to marry him because she is an erva to him, then she is potter both from Yibum and from Chalitza. The Mishnah in Yevamos takes this a step further. Let's say Reuven had many wives. Even if all these other wives are not related to Shimon, they are all potter from Yibum and Chalitza. Since one of the wives is an erva to Shimon, they all become potter. This is the halacha of Tzoras Erva. The wives of the erva are also potter. So Rabbi Yashav suggested that the husband who is destined to die should marry his niece, the one he brought with him from Russia. This way, when he dies, his two wives will fall to Yibum, to the brother in Russia. However, since one of the wives will be the daughter of the brother in Russia, she will be an erva and putter from Yibum. then with the second din of Tzoras Erva, the second wife will also be potter. This way, Rabbi Yashuv created a situation where there will be no Yibum and no Chalitza. And upon the death of the husband, the wife will not become an Aguna.